For most of the season, Cake's middle school basketball games have sounded like this. Dribbling, net swishing, the subdued crowd in some city they've traveled to. But this winter, the Cake boys and girls had to adjust to a new sound. The sound of people they knew, cheering their names. For the first time in 6 years, the Cake City School District is hosting home games for the junior high teams. Two against Petersburg for both boys and girls, and two against Sitka. And the gym tonight is packed.
They get like all pumped up.
Kenny Acevedo, number 8, is in the 6th grade. Acevedo just sank a shot that tied the game 6-6. And in that moment, he says it really feels like the whole village is watching him.
It's a little scary when you're playing in a hometown. Then after a while, I got used to it, so it doesn't really bother me no more.
Later on, Acevedo receives a pass from his teammate halfway down the court. He twists around and nothing but net. He springs back on his heels, genuinely surprised. The crowd watches enthusiastically from the bleachers, beneath signs saying things like, number 9 skills are so fine, and number 23 will make you flee. Nearly a quarter of the students in Cake School District participate in winter basketball. In fact, it's so many students that during the junior high season, there aren't enough cheerleaders. So the Boys and Girls Club recruits from within the preschool. I go over to chat with the Pixie Squad. They wear high ponytails, white sneakers, and chocolate ice cream all over their face.
I was wondering, what's your name?
Paige.
How old are you?
4.
And what's your name?
Madison.
How old are you?
7.
It's halftime. The squad spills out onto the court to cheer. At one point, they throw back their heads like lions and roar.
That's what we do, you know, in small communities, we play basketball.
Arthur Johnson is Cake's athletic director. The district didn't have a wrestling coach this winter, nor enough student interest for mixed six volleyball. So Johnson used that funding to restore home games to the middle school program. He's still close with people he played against as kids in villages like Yakutat and Hoona.
We'll have lifelong friends through playing basketball and traveling for representing our school.
The other goal? To feed the high school program. The high school girls won the 2A regional championship in 2015, and the boys in 2007. But at the middle school age, Johnson thinks the experience of losing is just as important. That happens tonight, 16-29. But the Lions are good about it, filtering past the Sitka Huskies, slapping their hands.
It's self-confidence booster for them to be able to play at home.
One of the loudest voices at the game is Debbie Johnson James. When she was in high school, there was no girls team in Cake.
And we were the first group of girls out of high school to approach our fire department here to allow women to play in their tournament.
And they did. Now, Johnson James is the middle school coach, and she makes all her players sign a contract to not drink soda or other sugar-sweetened beverages during the season.
Seventh grade girl, she's said she's lost 23 pounds. I mean, some of these kids, electronics, our technology, they have really impacted our youth.
And basketball is a powerful antidote. You also have to keep your grades up to be eligible. Student before athlete, coach says. Tomorrow is the last night of the season. And for the students, that's a hard loss to take.
This morning, Bryani, she's on the girls' team, she said, tomorrow's the last day until next year. I gotta wait a whole year for this again.
To ease the transition, Johnson James always hosts a group pizza night. They'll play a movie, something inspiring. And the team is lucky in that they've got a coach straight out of the movies.
When I asked them to play from the heart, they are like, from the heart? What do you mean? I said, this has got to be something that you love and want to be doing.
And that, she says, is the difference between simply running down the court and actually playing basketball. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.